This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here for the moon and the sky and the things that come out of the sky. This is one of the things. You don't think about it in the same way. This is not something you can see that's in the sky, but my voice and Jay's voice and this program and all the things you listen to on the radio, you watch on television, you even have in your head from, you know, if you, I have a guy that I work with who's a very close friend, in fact, and he's on the tractor all the time. Excuse me. He's got earplugs in his ear, and he's listening to his phone. He listens to podcasts as he's out on the tractor. Mm-hmm. So if something goes wrong with the equipment, he can't hear it. It just breaks. And then he looks at me, and he says, we got to fix that.
You can't just have, like, one ear listening.
You'd think that. He's actually going deaf. He can hardly hear anything that I say. And it's partially because...
Oh, so he has that volume way up.
Yeah. Well, the thing, all these guys tease me, because many people on the farm, and those of you who are farmers, or you work around heavy equipment, or you're in an area where you're working in noise. And so, oftentimes, people have had hearing problems develop because of what they do for a living. And my daughter... More than my son, my daughter teases me all the time because I might ask her to repeat things that we say in conversation, either directly or on FaceTime or whatever it is, and she'll look at me with that look that only she can give me as to, well, Dad, I told you that you're, you know, I can't, but I can hear fine. I've been listening on heads. I've had headsets on my head since I was 17 years old, and that's soon to be 60 years, and my hearing is fine. And I've been on tractors for longer than that amount of time, and I can hear fine, and I don't want to wear those. People say, well, you're protecting your ears. No, because if something goes wrong to the piece of equipment that I'm using, if I'm running a baler or a corn chopper or something that has lots of moving parts, and I hear something that's out of rhythm, I stop. But if you're not listening, and maybe this is the same, maybe this is a key to a lot of different things, because it isn't just about hearing that noise. Listening in general, much more important than talking. Hearing what people are saying, hearing what's going around in your world, and then there's a lot of beauty that can be there. But if you're always talking and making noise, then you can't hear and you can't sort of tune in to the beauty that is nature, the beauty that is the universe, the things that we can see by looking up into the sky and maybe hearing a plane go over. I think that's always fascinated me, to look up in the sky at night when you can hear the sound of a plane, and so you try to find the, maybe I'm simple. I look for the blinking lights. I want to see where the plane is. Mm-hmm. And then you start looking into the sky and see all of the stars.
I love seeing a satellite.
Yeah. Well, there's a bunch of stuff that's around now. The point is that when you think about all of these things that tear us apart, we're all under the same sky. We all walk here on this planet together. We are alive together during the same moment in time. We are all here together. So let's be together. Let's act as one. And that's because it's easier sometimes said than done. Get people to focus away from what they think is important. We all have different things we think is important, but we're all here together to try to survive. And if we aren't together, we won't survive. That's the way I view it. And now, this week, there's a report that a couple of thousand people in Maryland have, look out your window and point to the sky. Look! Up in the sky! UFOs! UAPs or whatever the heck they're called. What are they called now?
UAPs, I think.
Yeah, is that politically correct?
I think it's to differentiate UFOs was just any unidentified flying object, even if it wasn't an extraterrestrial situation.
Right. Okay. So anyway, the National UFO Reporting Center said that in a short period of time, they got 1,900 calls about UFOs. People saying that they don't resemble anything. The shape is like, is it a circle? Is it a square? Is it a triangle? Is it a diamond? Is it an oval? What is it? And so there have been lots of different things reported: light in the sky, an orb, a flash, a disc, a fireball. What is it?
It's just hovering and all of a sudden goes zoom and takes off.
Yeah. Here's a report I'm reading describing a Chevron-like craft. You know what Chevron is, the design that is sort of V-shaped. So let's see what else. People reporting faint circular lights. This thing has wings, whatever this person saw. And he's looking at this stuff and you think, yeah, what is going on here? This weird flying saucer. And I took some photos of it in my backyard. I saw it for 30 seconds, excuse me, and then it disappeared. So, let's see here, over the past year, in 25 different states, I'm looking at the whole report, excuse me for a second while I get rid of this frog.
I will never stop laughing if you come back going, ribbit.
Ribbit, yes. All right, so the... this is stuff that the government either can't or won't explain, even though they're admitting that this stuff exists. It's all over the place.
Yes.
Well, we've been talking about there have been evidence of these things for 70 or more years. All of my life. I can go back to some of the silly stuff, the cartoons that were around in the 50s. And there were a lot of that. So here, so far this year, these are the number of sightings. Ready? This is a report from NASA on sightings. This is the NASA website. All right, so
okay.
Top 10. North Carolina has had 3,600 sightings this year. These are reports into these centers for UAP sightings. In Illinois, 4,247. In Ohio, 4,412 reports. Arizona has 4,909 reports of things that can't be explained. Pennsylvania, 4,984. New York, 5,834 sightings reported to the center or to NASA. Texas, 6,107. Let's see here. Washington State, 7,145 sightings. Florida, 8,205. California, a whopping 16,084 reports in these states. So, what does that mean? The people in California are crazier than the rest of the world? Of course, there's just more. The UFO people are more interested in California because there's so many strange things happening there. Right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a 36-page report on these UAPs. The NASA Administrator Bill Nelson said that they shared this information because we don't really know what they are, but the public needs to know. I think the public wants to know. I don't know that we need to know or not, but maybe, yeah. Congress held those hearings last summer. Military members spoke out about what they saw firsthand, right? The encounters, then the question is, is our security being threatened by all of this? And yeah, I guess that's a good question to ask, right? Under the circumstances? Mm-hmm. Anyway.
It kind of sounds like the commonsensical question.
Yeah. Yeah. UAPs, if you see them floating around, give NASA a call. Okay. All right, this is there's some people that tie the things that we see in the sky, is that the apocalypse is happening now. Well, here's something that might be more closely associated with an apocalyptic event. The bus that was filled with tourists that drove off of a bridge and burst into flames. The reason that the fire was as much of a problem as it was is because the bus was powered by batteries. Yes, it was an electric bus.
Dun, dun, dun.
Crash.
I mean, you shouldn't laugh. It's actually really sad.
No, it is, but it is. It's it goes through a guardrail, fell 33 feet onto train tracks or close next to the train tracks. It is something that, you know, the Italians, the Europeans are going crazy over electric this, electric that. And it wouldn't have been this bad. I'm making a value judgment here, okay? All these people that were killed from all over Europe, and what the cause of the crash isn't really, they're not sure what happened. The driver may have been sick. They did an autopsy. Anyway, whatever the story is, it still blew up because of the batteries. Blew up. So what is that? I get back on my rant. I suppose I don't want it to be considered a rant. I just want it to be considered sort of a public service for those of you who think electric cars and electric trucks and electric tractors and electric buses are the thing that will save the day. Sorry. Nope. It's not going to happen. It isn't. This just isn't. You can think it. You can kid yourself. And maybe that's okay as long as something harmful doesn't happen. Imagine electric planes. Right, they're actually being developed. Electric planes. Matter of fact, there are a few small, like Cessna-type planes that already are powered by electricity. But what happens if you don't get a full charge and you're at 30,000 feet? See you later. Right?
Let's hope whoever's job it is to make sure it's fully charged.
Yeah, you're right.
Paying attention.
Small plane crashed into the roof of a house in Oregon. Two people are dead, one injured. It wasn't an electric plane, but it's one of the things. A lot of people fly these planes. They don't really know how to fly. And so under the circumstances, I don't know what the circumstances are specifically to this, but there's another story and a half about something that you wished hadn't happened. It's 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at many fine retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters. Available at Walmart and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Like any good agent, we're here for the open house, for the closing, for handing over keys. But because we're Realtors, we're here for so much more. Agents who are Realtors volunteer at nearly three times the national average. We're working to broaden access to credit, increase affordable housing supply, and ensure fair housing for all. And Realtors are bound by a code of ethics. We're here for it all. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Ultimate durability and extreme weather performance with Rain-X Advantage wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase a pair of Rain-X Advantage wiper blades and save $10, plus get two times O Rewards points. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades for free. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey everyone, gather around.
It's time for corny jokes about passing the torch.
The team at Kirian's Welding was fused together solid.
Thanks for all the late nights and early shifts.
But double retirements mean the crew must bond with some certified new hires.
You've both gone the extra millimeter.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates. And you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's now 23 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. That's because I'm here, Doug Steffen, and Jay's here. So it could be the Doug and Jay Good Day program. There's a rhyme there. What do you think? Well, that's genius on my part to have figured that out.
I think it's absolutely brilliant.
Genius. Genius. All right, social media, things that people are wrapping themselves around. Don't forget, you can always comment on our social media questions and thoughts at Good Day Networks. So what have you posted at the behest of me and the listeners and whatever goes through your mind, Jay, in the last few days? What have you posted that's gotten the most response and that you were most interested in? You, Jay, was most interested.
Me.
The things that you are wrapping yourself around, because, you know, you have spent a lot of time every day putting things mm-hmm. together that we can talk about, and I give you enough rope to hang yourself.
Well, the emergency test was definitely a big conversation because it came early and it startled a few people. Other people had already had their devices turned off. Jenny Wheeler said that her daughter's baby was actually napping and they had decided to take all of the phones outside, but mm-hmm. the alarm went off 3 minutes early. So that's something. One of the things that I found very interesting was the fact that, what was it, Tuesday when we were talking with Dr. Jack about the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons issuing a statement about the possible return of ineffective and unethical policies and all of that in terms of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we shared that story with a link and everything. And wouldn't you know it, it disappeared from Facebook. It was still listed on Twitter or on X, but Facebook, I went to go see what people were commenting, and it was completely gone.
So what was the sum and substance of it again?
It was about the mask mandates and how they violate different rights, mm-hmm. and they should not return. And this came from the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, the AAPS.
Yep. Why would you think any different? Zuckerberg is a control freak. People want to control what you're thinking. This is the guy who wants to be the czar of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So people should know that. I use Facebook much less than I used to. Matter of fact, I'd like to have you send me in a different direction. Looking, X is tainted as well, though, because it's the same stuff, only in a different direction.
It didn't remove this post. It was still up there for X, but on Facebook, and it was there for a few hours, and some stuff started rolling in, then all of a sudden, it was just completely gone.
The comments get taken off, too?
Well, yeah, the entire post was gone.
Everything.
And so I reposted it. And, you know, even with a little asterisk of saying, interesting that this was posted here yesterday and somehow disappeared. Shall we try again? And now there are fewer comments. But there was some traction. So it's one of those things of like, okay, social media, i.e. Meta, Facebook, still dictating not only who sees what with their algorithm, but what you can actually post.
Well, then there's the other side of this, because people think there's too much of this social media use. So there's a human rights lawyer who says shutting off, going into what she calls the monk mode, just sort of separating you from the distractions of life, right? A lot of people
are doing that. Isn't that a practice
that
everybody should do? A lot of people do too. And also, not to sound like a curmudgeon, but why do we have to have a name for everything? Come on.
What, monk mode?
It's just it's called, unplugging isn't good enough.
Right. That's part of the story, but the other part is who's turning off. And a result of, the thinking here wraps itself around that EAS test, in which a lot of people decided they were going to shut off their devices because they didn't want to be affected by it one way or another. And then one wonders
and then it went off early.
Right. Was there a domino effect because things didn't work properly and there was a lot of stuff that just, you know, the plug was pulled, period.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The head of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, is calling for construction of a partial border wall in Texas. The DHS secretary is citing an acute and immediate need to build a border wall in parts of Texas where illegal immigration has surged. The announcement published in the Federal Register calls for border wall construction in Starr County along the Rio Grande River, where the Biden administration says high illegal entry is paramount. Bleach and cleaning products company Clorox is warning that its third quarter sales and profits took a big hit because of a cyber attack that wreaked havoc on their operations. Clorox said it expects 23% to 28% decline in sales. It also expects to post a loss per share of 35 to 75 cents. Clorox said the cyber attack that was discovered in August is still hurting production, although the effect is minimizing. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's gonna be a good day.
No, I bid you a good day, sir.
This is gonna be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hey, don't tell anyone else, but you're our number one. And we want to hear from our favorite listener. Call 855-999-DOUG. 855-999-3684.
When fall comes to New England, the sun's slanting so fine, and the air is so clear, you can almost hear the grapes grow on the vine. The nights are sharp with starlight, and the days are cool and clean. And in the blue sky over, the northern geese fly south instead, and leaves our Irish setter red.
When driving around,
comes to New England,
serving the fall changes, kind of a cool thing. Kind of odd as well how we look at what's going on around us and we start being contemplative. I know a lot of time is given when I'm on my tractor, for example, the milestones in my life. We all have them, right? When you meet somebody, when you change your job, when you have the occasion to find yourself in the right place at the right time, exactly where you're supposed to be, and the things that are turning points in your life. For example, Jay Kirstner and I are together because of not a chance meeting. Her father and I are business compatriots, and she came into the mix as a result of a need that I had, and she was in the right place at the right time. And would you say it was fortuitous? That's a great word. Was it, you seem to be happy doing what you're doing.
Oh,
you seem
yeah.
to fit in here. I don't think there's, this is not an accident. There's a manifestation that happens
mm-hmm.
the moment when you begin to think, ah, this makes sense.
People are
right?
on paths that get crossed.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, here's something that was an accident that turned out to be pretty good. A 200-year-old painting thought to have been a copy has been identified as the original painting done by an 18th-century artist named Rosalba Carrera. She was known as the Queen of Pastel Painting. She painted a series of women from all across Italy during the 1700s, was admired by King George III. The painting was left by the Lord of Egerton and went to the National Trust, yada, 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 was placed in storage, and now has been identified as an original piece of art that sort of slipped right through the
mm-hmm.
whatever, the slipped through the cracks,
yes.
if you will. It wasn't taken seriously. I guess that's it. The
well, they thought it was a copy, so it was just kind of like, whatever.
Yeah.
And then once they realized it was real, it went through extensive restoration, and now it can be on display. But I always think about that with the storage units and storage containers, and not ones that are run or held by like museums and stuff like that, but just people who have their own storage units, and then they lapse on the payment, and then the storage unit goes up for auction, and people don't even know what's inside.
Wasn't there a TV show?
Yes, there is one.
Still on?
I remember what it's called, but yeah. And it's just so fascinating that this goes on regularly, that people bid on these storage units, and then they can open it, and it may just be a dud and nothing, or it may be all of these amazing things. And how often does somebody find something that is a true relic from another time?
Pretty interesting stuff. Meanwhile, we're surrounded by the mundane, and I asked you to look into Glenn Youngkin. I've been looking into him as someone I'm not a fan. I've never been I don't know how to best put this, but the reason this program isn't about politics is because I find political leaders anathema. The whole thing is anathema. And the best example of it is what's just happened this week.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you're not an American and you're looking around at what's going on in our country. We're falling right into the hands of the people who want us to fall apart. Imagine, right? For the first time in the history of our country, the party who had its own speaker in charge throws him out. In the Senate, you're looking around one of the two party leaders who's older age, isn't it, but he's not in good health. He freezes in public again.
Mm-hmm.
Unable to speak. Now, the next thing is the Supreme Court justice who is allowing, he still doesn't get it, so there's more examples of wealthy political donors financing his lifestyle for him and for his wife. And this is the guy who, his wife anyway, has been talking publicly for a couple of years about how the election result wasn't really the result. And so we've got that influencer. And so here we go, a likely person to be running for president, facing 4 criminal trials, and regularly speaks about our country's future, and he's as much of a culprit as anybody. How much of this is trumped up, pardon the pun? Some of it is, but it's because of him, and you say, well, should you go after somebody just because of their personality? No, but he's twisted and turned stuff around mm-hmm. in his own favor enough to be guilty.
And it's one of those things that's supposed to be innocent until proven guilty, but it really, by just human mentality, it goes guilty until proven innocent.
Yeah, right. All right, so, and then there's Joe Biden. Most of the voters who are polled say he's too old to serve a second term, but if it boils down to a choice between Biden and Trump, Biden, although most of the polls are tied, the polls are useless unless it's a week or two before the election, so it's all baloney. But still, we're so fractured, and the extremists on either side are the ones that are creating the turmoil, and so we have voter frustration partially because of social media, I guess, partially because of the fractious stuff on the radio and television, but also because the institutions are not really doing what most people thought they were supposed to do. Education is awful in our country. We're teaching people how to think. I'm sorry, we're teaching people what to think instead of how to think.
I still remember learning about elections and
the
political stuff in school.
Civics
and how exciting
classes.
It seemed that you would get to vote somebody into office. You would get to vote for who you wanted, and then you become an adult and actually are old enough to vote, and you realize it's not that at all. You're voting to keep people out of office. You're voting to get somebody out of office or keep people out of office.
Yeah.
It's a lesser of two evils kind of situation.
Yeah. So here comes this guy, Glenn Youngkin. And I've noticed in some of the fringe, I'm not one who likes particularly the mainstream media, so I go to places where other people don't necessarily go to find out about things and about people. So this guy, Glenn Youngkin's name, keeps surfacing. I said to Jay about 15 minutes ago, what can you find out about this guy? Because there are some people who are mainstream thinkers who think this guy, as Trump digs himself deeper into holes, that this guy is a really good, viable alternative for the thinking people who really want to know what we can do to fix our country, starting with presidential politics. So, here we have Trump, who is got a apparently over at the moment any of the other Republicans, he's got a big lead on them. And then you wonder, okay, he's got 91 criminal charges against him, 4 different jurisdictions. Let's say he gets elected and then he goes to jail. what do you do then? So here's this guy, Governor Glenn Youngkin, who is in Virginia. Big guy, basketball player. He was a private equity executive, made a lot of money. And then he ran for governor and defeated one of the most powerful Democrats. Jerry McAuliffe was a big timer. He was like Susan Rice in the Democratic Party. He was the strongest advisor to the Clintons. He everywhere the Clintons were, he was. And so he decided after they got out to become an outward politician instead of the belly button, as an outie or an innie. He was an innie, and then he became an outie. And so, anyway, he was popular, but then this guy Youngkin comes along, and he's very popular. The people in Virginia love him.
Well, and he has a little bit for everyone. He's not in full agreement with any one thing. Like with COVID, he's supportive of the vaccine efforts, but against the vaccine mandates.
Right.
In terms of the culture war, he is against the racial equity programs and critical race theory, but at the same time, he is for not necessarily getting things out of school, but allowing parents to opt their children out of educational material that they deem like sexually explicit or inappropriate. So it's not about saying, well, nobody gets to learn this, as we have seen in a lot of places where things are just getting banned across the boards. He's like, no, parents can opt out, but we're not going to ban it.
Mm. This guy, Ramaswamy, is that how I pronounce his name?
Ramaswamy Vivek?
Yeah. He says most of the things that seem commonsensical. Nikki Haley, kinda. Ron DeSantis, no. So then, are we going to go along with the lunatic fringe and And that's what has gotten us to the point where we are now, because of guys like Gates being elected and then doing what he did as he did it. The guy's a lunatic doesn't even begin to describe him. He's a despicable human being, but yet here he is in the limelight cooking up a plan that the Democrats fall for because they want to screw the Republicans. And here we find ourselves in this chaos. And so some people who think, yeah, it's about time the government needs to fall apart, we need to recreate it. Yeah, that may be, but how do you do that? And so you look at guys like Youngkin, who maybe will be Bill Clinton and President Carter both did. They were in the same position as Youngkin is in when they came out of nowhere and they became the leaders and the contenders in the Democrat, at least on that side. So is it possible for somebody to do this on the Republican side? I hope it is. Frankly, there's got to be some way. The argument, I think, is strong to find somebody like Youngkin who can, what did I say? I used the term thread the needle, I think, yesterday when it comes to wanting somebody who's a brighter Republican. I'm a Republican at heart. I'm not a Democrat. And, I mean, I voted for Democrats in my life, but I'm not a member of the Republican Party at the moment because they're run by a bunch of lunatics. I like this. I mean, at the outset, I like the way Youngkin looks. So let's see where that goes. All right, food for thought. Now 48 after here on Good Day.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at Walmart and other participating retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters at Exergen.com.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer Heavy Duty Dry Cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Swiffer takes care of his too. Now the hair is gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tehebo
T Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super T helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
The hour now on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Time for questions for Dr. Ken. If you have particular questions that you'd like to ask, you certainly are free to do so. There's a toll-free line. Not that toll-free anymore makes any difference, because most people in their programs that they have on their cell phone call anywhere. But dial this number for questions for Dr. Ken, 855-999-3684. Okay? Should I repeat it? 855-999-3684 for questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken practices at Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Joins us every week at this time. There are lots of ways that when you listen to Ken, you sort of start asking yourself questions. Well, what do I know about this, and what do I know about that, or what would I like to know? So if you want a really pleasant conversation from a doctor who's listening and not doing all the talking, you ought to call him at the office, 352-735-1400, 352-735-1400 for Dr. Ken. A lot of people listen.
Can I just point out that the Nobel Prize for Medicine was just recently awarded this year to two scientists from my old alma mater, Medical School, University of Pennsylvania.
Really?
And it was awarded for their work in understanding how messenger RNA and the immune system interact, and it's this discovery that has allowed us to have the technology, the mRNA technology, to make these vaccines that really in 2020 saved many, many lives from COVID-19. And now, unfortunately, it become very controversial, and we won't go there, but this will allow the production of other vaccines, other treatments in medicine, and for the development of this technology, these two scientists from Catalin Carrico and Drew Weissman from the University of Pennsylvania, who did the work there, were awarded the Nobel Prize in Medicine. Congratulations.
All right. There you go. Okay. A lot of people in our audience would be considered seniors, 65 plus. They're interested in their health more often than people who are younger. There's a question about medicines and whether or not taking certain meds can harm your driving skills. So is this a yes or a no?
Yes. There are certain medications, definitely, that will affect seniors and their driving skills. This comes out of JAMA Network Open Doug this week. The drugs include painkillers, especially the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, antidepressants and sleep aids, anything that just makes you a little more depressed and tired, that takes away the anxiety. These are the meds. And the question is whether it's the medications themselves that actually impair your driving skills as a senior, or the problems that you're treating impair them. And it's probably a combination of both.
All right. So there's that answer to that question. A lot of people are focused on, there's so many strikes, so many unions, and so many people, so many workers on strike. Apparently some of the big hospitals, I know in my town, the nurses in the hospital are on strike. A tenant owns the hospital, and they do a terrible job managing it. And I also noticed some of the Kaiser Permanente workers are going on strike, getting ready to. So what the heck does that do to the healthcare system when, like, Kaiser has millions of people in states all over the country that they care for? What the heck happens?
Oh, that's a good question. That is a tough, tough question. Good health care is expensive. Labor is a huge expense. People who work in hospitals deserve to be paid adequately, and they're asking for more and more. And the question is, where is that going to come from? The patients complain about costs, and the people taking care of them complain about being paid inadequately. So it's a real challenge. I mean, we deal with it in our office. It's a struggle because nobody wants to pay for good care, and good care is expensive. And people who take care of we're not talking about the doctor. We're talking about the people who take care of the patients in addition to the physician, and they deserve to be taken care of well also. But where's it going to come from? It's a good question.
Well, it's coming. This is what the argument is for national health care, socialized medicine, because the people,
then it's going to come out of your taxes, and
right.
and then a question then becomes of quality, nationalization doesn't solve the problem.
No, not at all. All right, Dr. Ken here to solve your problems. Questions for Dr. Ken? Quite a good day, health care. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.